PREECEVILLE. The Preesville Bike and Skate Park Committee is pleased to announce that the construction of the park is now complete and was opened to the public on August 26. Many children of all ages flocked to the area all weekend and continue to be very active at the park. Over the past 5 years, the Preesville Bike and Skate Park Committee, a subcommittee of the Preesville Recreation Board, have completed fundraising efforts to construct a bike and skate park. The bike and skate park is a multi-use facility approximately 3,950 square feet in size, located in the Preesville Lions Park. It offers a comprehensive range of ramps, embankments, rails, platforms and circuits to appeal to wheeled athletes of any age or skill level. The park will accommodate skateboards, bicycles, scooters, and rollerblades. The committee has been working with drop-in skate parks to design and construct the bike and skate park. This company has done similar projects throughout Saskatchewan and Manitoba. The committee's major fundraising project over the past few years has been the crop fundraising project located just west of Preesville on land donated by Hoterra Farms Limited. Numerous community businesses and local farmers have graciously assisted the committee with donations and contributions to the crop fundraising project. Without these efforts and other donations, the project would not be attainable. We are very excited to see this new recreation opportunity being brought to our community and are very grateful for the support of our community throughout this project, stated Darren Newton, chairperson, Preesville Bike and Skate Park Committee. An official grand opening will be held on September 10 at the Preesville Lions Park. There will be a demonstration from the skate crew from Winnipeg and they will also instruct the public in park safety. There will be a prize giveaways with two scooters and a skateboard along with a free barbecue hamburger and hot dog lunch. The park is not completed, we still have landscaping, garbage cans and benches, picnic tables to set up, said Lorelei Karcha, town administrator. We also will be putting up signage with the rules and etiquette and the possibility of adding lighting, which all depends on funding, she said.